When dinner's on the table and the family is standing around waiting to begin, what do you say to them to be polite? You say,
stand around the table waiting.
Yeah, and
I say, be seated.
Okay. And someone comes into the dining room and looks around for a chair, and then you say, won't you
sit down, or can I, well, what I do is, can I help you?
Okay. So if perhaps they did sit down and you wanted, if you didn't want them to wait until the potatoes are or if they had the potatoes, they were eating potatoes, and you wanted them, you would
pass,
say,
pass the potatoes.
Okay. But if they were waiting for you to begin to eat, they weren't sure, you'd say,
go ahead, don't wait on me.
All right. And if you decide not to eat something, you say, no thanks, I don't.
Don't care for it.
And if you're eating food that's been cooked and served a second time, you'd say that it had been
second helping.
Okay, or if it was, say, the day after, you had maybe roast beef on Sunday, and the next day you'd have what for dinner?
Have any leftovers?
And when you put food in your mouth, you begin to
masticate it
or
chew it.
And sometimes people like to eat a dish made out of boiled Indian meal in some kind of liquid. Have you ever had that?
Did you say you belong to the church?
Well, I say,
it's all right with me, but still at the same time, I don't know whether that would fit into the type of your...
Well, anything that you think would fit in, go ahead and say it. You were just...
No, I want you to be the judge, whether you want it or not. If you want it, I'd give it to you.
Well, why don't you go ahead and just repeat to me what you just told me about the hiring practices?
Well, at one time, in the mill district of Augusta, the people worked for low wages, and naturally, they were always disturbed and poverty-stricken. And they had expressions that were peculiar to that area. And son of a bitch was the general term of describing certain people.
Yeah.
On one occasion, they had one of the residents from that section, a man goes to New York and becomes very successful. And afterwards, one of his friends from the same mill district goes to New York and says to this man, my name is Bill Harris. I want to come up here and go to work for you. I'm from Harrisburg, South Georgia. He said, no, son, you ain't from Harrisburg. He says, I'm a son of a bitch if I ain't. Oh, he says, come on in, boy. He says, now I know you're from Harrisburg.
Things sure were different.
Now, at that time, there were few churches in that area. Today, because the people have become more prosperous, they have good jobs, they ride to their jobs in automobiles and live in nice houses, and there are more churches in that area and more people going to church than any other section of the city.
Well, getting back to that fellow that came in from New York, was trying to get the job you're just talking about, say if he did come back to town and another friend had gone with him to New York, you might be asked, haven't you seen him yet? And you might say, no, I...
No, he's still in New York.
Well, then you say, no, I...
No, I haven't.
Okay. And then you might be asked, has your brother, for example, seen him? And again, you'd answer, no.
No, his brother hasn't changed, but there has been an apparent moral and spiritual development among his brothers and his family because of the changed work conditions.
Mm-hmm. Well, say that you hadn't seen this fella, and someone asked you, has your brother seen him yet? And you'd say, no, he
hadn't seen him.
Okay.